Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm thrilled and honored to be here with you. I'm Teresa Watkins. I've been co-hosting Better Lawns and Gardens for over a year, and I'm very excited to be able to answer your gardening questions, give you support and inspiration, and help gardeners know how easy gardening can be here in Florida. So the timing's going to change a little bit. So if you're used to turning on the station and running to go get your coffee or tea, I drink hot tea with milk and sugar, then just know we're going to go to commercials and news breaks on the quarter hours. So if you want to call in, you know, you can base it on that. Over the next month or so, I'm going to be adding new features. One is going to be called Dirty Word of the Day. You'll get to hear that today. And then that Dirty Word of the Day is going to be where I define botanical and horticultural terms in layman's terms so that you can use it in conversations. You'll know what it means. Also, I'm going to have what's on Teresa's gardening bookshelf, and I would love to know what you have on your gardening bookshelf. What books do you read? What are your go-to books? And we'll be talking about that, and then also my books and books that are really the hottest trend in gardening, so we'll be talking about that. There's also going to be, in the second hour, we're going to be having interviews. We're going to have people on who are, you know, talking about what's going on in the news and gardening, and I'm looking forward to that. Colton Young is here with me this morning. He's Better Lawns producer, and he's going to be answering your phone calls. So if you would, I would love to have you call in. That's 1-888-455-2967 to get on board with your gardening questions, or you can text me at 23680. Good morning, Colton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I caught you in the middle of a yawn there. So
yeah.
It's a little early.
A little bit.
It is, but we are going to have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of interesting interviews coming up. We have Randy Schultz coming on, and then also Dana Venrick's going to be with us in the first hour, and he is he's with Quality First Specialist, a great nursery in DeLand. Tony and I were just there a couple of days ago, and the nursery was just amazing. And so I was very thrilled to it. You know, when gardeners find new nurseries, that's always exciting. And just to see lovely plants that you can just put in your car and take home and plant, that's just a wonderful thing. So also too, I heard from Bob in North Florida. He said he ended up measuring over 11 inches of rain for the month. Although he said the last 10 days of the month, he only recorded an 18th of an inch, so he ended up on the dry side. And this month, we're starting out in August, he says that he's had over 2.5 inches of rain, and he is going to be ordering his fall seeds from johnnyseeds.com, and he's going to try Pumba onion seeds. Now, I think Pumba is isn't he the boar in The Lion King? I think so. And he said, but he had a lot of spoilage from other varieties, so he's going to try the Pumba. Well, Bob, I don't know if you had the spoilage before you harvested the onions or after, but if you eat onions breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you don't get a lot of spoilage because you eat them up. So thank you for the update. 11 inches of rain. Wow. Bob lives in Gilchrist County, which is in Northwest Florida Water Management District area, and then also St. John's River Water Management District, which is on the east side. The rainfall has ranged from 5 inches to 12 inches. So that's, you know, really an average of about 7, but that was a lot of rain. And then the South Florida Water Management District, those of you in South Florida, the rain varied from 6 to 10 inches. So here's the dilemma. I know all of the 5 water management districts, but I couldn't find the rain totals for the Swift Mud, which is Southwest Florida Water Management District, or the Suwannee River Water Management District. So I need help. If you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens and you live in those areas, and then that would be for Swift Mud, that would be Okeechobee, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, or in the Suwannee River Water Management District, which would be Pensacola, Milton, and Panama City, I could use your experience living there on the gardening conditions. So whether it's the monthly rainfall you want to give me, temperatures, or what you're growing, you can send me an email through betterlawns.com and I will get it. So I would love to hear what's going on in your gardening area, and I'll announce it each when I get it on the air. So we have Robert in Mount Dora. Good morning, Robert. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Actually, I was visiting Mondora from Tampa, and I stumbled into your station. This is kind of cool, so thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. What can we help you with this morning?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of sunflowers, and never had a great track record for that. So I was wondering, how do I go about doing that? You know, the bigger type of sunflowers, maybe keep it in a pot, or do I need to just plant it in the ground?
Okay, that's great. Sunflowers are a wonderful annual, and so they live dry conditions, full sun, and you can plant them in the ground or in a container. And we're going to get to the time where in the fall, you know, it's going to get a little late. So if you want to start them now, that's good. They'll bloom before the fall period, but go ahead and just put them in the ground. They don't like too moist of a soil. They're really dry, full sun, and they'll do fine.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Well, you can plant seeds. Okay. So, have you got sunflower seeds, or you want to get them?
I want to get them, and but you know, like for instance, going to those box stores to just get them when they're already there.
Right.
Probably the best thing to do is just to start with a seed.
Well, because once they sell them in the stores, they're at the end of their life. Okay.
So,
I would suggest that I don't know if you can find sunflower seeds anymore. Usually, we start them in March, April, May, June, July.
Okay, so if
you find them, you can still plant them. All right.
Okay. Very good. And now, is it? Do they just grow for 1 year and then they die off, or is that something that you can keep forever?
No. They're annuals, so they only have one season. So you plant them, they flower, and that's the last time they flower.
Oh, okay. Very good. So just replace it every year.
Replace it every year, and you can just plant a row of them. You can plant, when you get the seed packets, and I would suggest you do it. If you can find them now, you can go ahead and plant them now, and I would get the shorter varieties, not too tall. If we don't necessarily have that much time to let them grow. It'll be about 60 to 90 days before they start to bloom. So it's kind of at the end of their, that fall period. But next year, you can go ahead and plant, whole bunch of them in a row or as a hedge or in just pots and enjoy them that way all summer long. And then
wonderful. And then plant them in March, you said, right around that time?
March, April, May, you can start planting them. That's when I would order the seeds and get them in the ground.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Robert. Thank you for finding us and we enjoy having you listen in on us. And we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hey, how have you guys been doing?
We're holding on, but we've gotten behind on our rent and utility payments and could really use some help.
I'm sorry you're going through that. Have you heard about Our Florida?
No. What's Our Florida?
It's a new government-funded program that provides up to 15 months of rent and utility payments to help Floridians get back on their feet.
Wow. How do I apply?
It's easy. Just visit ourflorida.com and let your landlord know they should complete a profile too.
And how do I know if I'm eligible?
If you rent and you're unemployed or have lost income due to the pandemic, you may be eligible.
What's that website again?
OurFlorida.com.
Our Florida is a new government-funded program to help Floridians with rent and utilities. Call 833-493-0594 or visit OurFlorida.com. That's OurFlorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fighting broke out overnight between...
Back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now, he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I'm very excited to be here with you to answer your gardening questions. And I have a text from Brevard County, and he says, hello, do you guys make yard visits? Well, that's not what we're doing. We're answering gardening questions, so please give me a call, or you can text your gardening question to 23680. And so I've had a wonderful week this week. You know, finishing up my landscape installations, getting the final mulch down and making sure the irrigation works. But I also had a chance to go and visit my good friend Dana Venrick. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. And DeLand's just a beautiful little city, Stetson University, lots of little antique stores and little quaint shops. But DeLand also is the sponsor of the Florida Wildlife Fest at DeLand with Quality Green Specialist, and they Dana is also a native plant enthusiast. So when I went to see him, Dana, I have to say I was impressed. Good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. Good morning, and congratulations on taking over the show. You're the best host. They couldn't have chosen someone better.
Oh, well,
we're gonna miss Tom, but you know, I mean, you're just going to be perfect to replace Tom and Joni.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm going to miss Tom, too, and Joni, too, as well. I have to say your Schumard oaks looked so large and stately, and your fruit trees were just beautiful, so healthy. Tell us all the varieties of fruit trees you have at your new location.
Well, we have a good selection, as you saw. You know, we have all types of citrus. We have, like, five varieties of olives, primarily three main ones, you know, the Arbutina, Kornicki, and also the Chimlali.
Yeah, and those are hard to find.
Yeah, they are, but they have olives on them, as a matter of fact, in the groves locally and at the nursery.
That's wonderful. So now our people.
We have peaches.
Okay, go ahead.
Nectarines, plums, persimmons, loquats, Suriname cherries, Barbados cherries, carambola, avocados, mangoes, mulberries, guavas. I'm running out of breath. I got to quit.
I love that. And, you know, that's what's so wonderful is that people are trying to put in edible landscapes right now. So, you know, these trees and shrubs that you have and are just perfect for, you know, growing an edible landscape. So are people surprised to find that you can grow apples, peaches, and pears in Central Florida?
Well, you know, interesting, there was a gentleman up north at the nursery yesterday after you came, and he was amazed that we could grow peaches here. And I said, you know, he was talking about how he loved Florida and how he's adapted, you know, with cooler clothes. I said, well, it's the same thing. University of Florida has bred cold, hardy, you know, low chill requirement peaches and other, you know, stone fruits. So they do well here. We have trees that do very well. They'll grow even in South Florida. Some peaches even do well in Immokalee, believe it or not.
That's great. And what we mean by low chill hours is, you know, tell us what that definition is.
Well, you have to have a certain amount of vernalization, they call it, of temperatures like below 40 degrees. And so the varieties they grow up north might need 500 chill hours below 40 degrees. But these have been bred so they only require like 150 or so chill hours below 40, and we get maybe 300 or more here in Central Florida.
That's wonderful. So you also had, I was really impressed too with your organic fertilizer display there. So tell us what kind of organic fertilizers you have and why they're better to use.
Well, I look at it like we want to work with the soil and with the microbial life in the soil, because without the microbes in the soil, plants wouldn't have a complete diet of all the essential minerals. And our soils are seashell-based, lacking especially things like enough potassium, manganese, and other trace minerals, and enough nitrogen normally in the soil to grow a strong, healthy, productive plant. And so we give that volcanic pumice that supplies the alkaline minerals like available silicon that's not in the soil. It's like unavailable sand is silicon oxide, but the silicon dioxide and azomite and all the trace minerals, if you give the microbes a good diet, they digest and are healthy and explode in population. They digest and make the ionic form the roots take up, give them a complete diet. It all works in harmony. You got a complete diet for the microbes, and then they give a complete diet for the plants. That is really our secret of the harmony between the two, the microbial life, the healthy soil, the organic matter that you need to add, and the alkaline minerals. It's sort of like giving yin and yang to the soil, and the microbes make the plant super healthy with everything they need.
That is so true. So what should gardeners be doing right now to care for their fruit trees?
Well, you know, try to stay in the shade as much as possible. It is so hot out there. But do things, you know, you're going to have to do some weeding. By the way, we do all hand weeding, except occasionally we'll put some 20% vinegar, which is very safe. We don't use Roundup because it's sort of like a bad knock. But we use things that are organic as much as possible. We do as much hand weeding as possible so that we keep it nice and safe.
Yeah,
I
noticed that they
trim out dead branches, too, and do some, you know, manicuring.
Right. And so the manicuring, if there's a dead branch, they can go ahead and cut it off. But I noticed that in your plants, you had very little weeds. So your employees are doing really great keeping that up. What should so how do you handle insect and disease issues with your fruit trees?
Well, we try to keep them super healthy. If you have super healthy plants with all the minerals, even the University of Florida has done research that show the silicon dioxide, like is in the azomite, and also in good soils, then, you know, the plants resist disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have organic pesticides, like a combination of oils, like including fish oil and sesame oil, in a product called Organicide. And then we have other products that have pyrethrin. We prefer to use a combination oil that's safer, and if we have to, we'll use a more persistent organic like pyrethrin. And then for diseases, you know, we like to keep the pH higher, because diseases really can't thrive. You know, temporarily get the pH up, like with a little bit of dolomitic limestone and a higher pH to stop those root diseases like Pythium and Rhizoctonia.
Right.
And water moles.
Okay, so how often do you have to use chemicals, or how often should you check the fruit trees? Do you preventively, prevent the diseases, or what if somebody sees it after it's already taken hold?
Well, that's the secret of scouting. You know, you've got to be out there in the garden, or in our case, the nursery, checking every day. If you see an infestation starting on a plant, you want to nip it in the bud, literally. And then target that with like an oil spray or something that's pretty safe before it really gets established.
Right.
That way you can have such a good control before it gets widespread. Then you have to use harsher materials if you want to get out of control. So please scout.
Yeah, no, I that's what I say, is to tell everybody to walk their, plants, your shrubs, your landscape on a daily basis or a weekly basis at least, and catch it before it becomes a major problem. Dana, you're also very involved in the Florida Wildflower Festival and the Florida Wildflower Fest, which is happens on Main Street in DeLand. Tell us about those.
Oh, yeah, I love the Florida Wildflower Festival. Actually, I started that as a small farm conference back in 2006. By the way, Tom McCubbin was one of the first speakers, and we loved it so much. We had a speech by Jeff Norsini on wildflowers, and we said, nobody's doing a festival on wildflowers. So we decided the next year to start Volusia County Wildflower Festival. Then it became the Florida Wildflower Festival. Then it became the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. Now we'll be in the 15th year. And it's going to be the fourth Saturday of March next year. We hold it the fourth Saturday of March every year, which is a good time. You know, the wildflowers are coming out. The plants are looking great. We love it.
Excellent. I it's a lot of fun, and DeLand's a really nice area to go to. So when you have your wildflower fest, everybody should go. So tell Dana where you're located and how people can get to your website.
Well, we're located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. Go north from downtown DeLand on 1792, which is Woodland Boulevard. You see the Insight sign on the left. Take a left on Michigan, 3.5 blocks on the right, directly across from St. Barnabas School. And then our website is qualitygreenspecialist.com. And you're going to enjoy the website. I spent a lot of time on that. There's a lot of good information there to help you. Help your gardening.
There you go, Dana. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
I enjoy it very much. Have a great day, Teresa.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Gene in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Gene. I've only got a minute. How can I help you?
Hi. In a minute, we were at Mounts Botanical Gardens yesterday. If anybody wants to see sunflowers, they have a whole parking lot full of every size sunflower, I guess there is.
Oh, how wonderful.
And that's down at West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach at Mounts Botanical Garden, which is a fabulous botanical garden. Thank you so much for letting us know.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. All right, Gene. Thank you. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I would love for you to give this a call. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Just like Diane did. And Diane, I'll get right to your questions. I just want to say that just a little bit about me. I have been teaching Florida Friendly Landscaping since 1999. I help bring the program to Orange Lake and Seminole counties. And over 37,000 people have been through my workshops. So I really love to educate about how to take care of your landscape with Florida-friendly landscaping principles and common sense. I love that. But I'm also a landscape designer. And when I work with my clients, I design landscapes that they dream about and that they want to have that are low maintenance, but also gives them what they want, whether it's a cottage garden or a Mediterranean garden or a fantasy garden, and even a tropical garden. So I have all these variety of different types of themed gardening that I love to do. So if you'd like to ask some landscaping questions like that, I would be more than happy to answer them. We have Diane. She's in Tallahassee, and she said she just cut down her tomato plants to about 1 foot. She said, can they resprout for a fall harvest? And I would say, Diane, it would depend on the type of tomato it is. I would say, and how you cut it down. Usually you can pinch back tomatoes and remove suckers if they're indeterminate and they get very tall and they keep growing through the season and, producing tomatoes through the season. But if it was a determinate variety, then once they bloom and you take the tomatoes off, you harvest them, then they're not going to bloom anymore. So I would, look at the variety and see if it was determinate or indeterminate. And if you didn't cut it back too harshly, then if it was an indeterminate variety, it should produce, start growing again and start producing a little bit more tomatoes for the fall season. So good luck with that, and let us know how you do. Let's go to Joanne in Merritt Island. Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa, and many, many good years of good luck. Thank you for taking up the program.
Oh, thank you.
So it was able to continue.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm happy for you. I have a question on lettuce.
Okay.
Do you happen to know any varieties of a leaf lettuce that would be crunchy that are slow to bolt?
Some of the recommended varieties for the crunchy, the crisp head, the Great Lakes is one that's recommended for here in Florida. Okay, Great Lakes, the Butterhead, you can go with Butter Crunch. So those are the two varieties that I recommend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
When do we start them out?
Pardon me?
When do we start them out as seedlings?
Oh, go right ahead right now and plant them right now. So if you get lettuce seeds, go ahead and plant them, and they'll be ready to put in the ground in September, and you're ready to go.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Joanne. I appreciate it. If you have a gardening, bye-bye. If you have a gardening question, you can call me at 888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Colton will take your calls and we'll get right on it. I have a really interesting question that Richard sent, and he said, Teresa, when should Epsom salts be applied to the root system of citrus trees? And that's a really great question, because Epsom salts is kind of like a standard in old-fashioned gardening, in how your mom and dad used to garden, put Epsom salts on it. And I will tell you, some of the memes about not using Epsom salts are funny if you ever Google that. But you put them down. Epsom salts is magnesium and sulfur combined, magnesium sulfate. And so just applying Epsom salts to your plants or to your citrus trees is not always productive. And it isn't recommended as a general rule. So when you have the Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate, which is definitely a necessary micronutrient for all plants, then are not giving them everything they need in a fertilizer. So if you're just putting that down, that's not going to help the situation. You may see a little bit of growth because it is going to encourage them to grow, but that's not all they need. But if you put down a complete fertilizer that has the macro and micronutrients, then you're going to be putting down the magnesium and sulfate combined as well. So here's what I recommend. Before you put down any fertilizer on citrus trees, get a soil test. And if you've had a soil test like 3 or 4 years ago, then I would update it because soil changes. So get a new soil test. And then it's also important to put down a complete slow release citrus fertilizer. We don't know when those plants need those macro and micronutrients. And so if you put down a slow release, it's going to be there when the plants need it, and you don't have to fertilize as often, okay, 3-4 times a year instead of like every month or every 6 weeks or so. So some of the fertilizers that I recommend are the Sunnyland Citrus Fertilizer, Espoma Citrus Fertilizer, and then, you know, if you want to give them those micronutrients, and, you know, if you use like a 666, 888, 10-10-10, then the micronutrients can be provided in a foliar spray. And Southern Ag has that too as well. Just follow the labels and be consistent. That's the most important thing. Make sure you're fertilizing at least 3 feet around your tree. And then you want to use a fertilizer ratio of 1-1-3. That's 1% nitrogen, 1% phosphorus, and 3% potassium. All right. And if you'd like, you can go up onto the web and you can pull down the citrus fertilizer publication that the University of Florida has. And that will help give you a little bit more information. If you'd like to, oh, we got a text here. We live in Tallahassee and our azaleas are being covered with what I have identified as skunk vine. It's the bane of my existence, Tallahassee. I am telling you, it is everywhere and you've got to stay on top of it. It's called skunk vine for a reason. It stinks, and it's just something that is just very, very vigorous. You want to make sure that you stay on top of it. You're going to have to pull it on your azaleas. I would not spray any kind of herbicide on your azaleas, especially right now. They're forming the buds for their spring season right now. Don't spray an herbicide on them. You're going to have to pull the vine. And that's a pain. But if you stay on top of it, you can get it done. And then any new ones coming up, you go ahead and pull, and it'll just be easy. Hand pulling's the best thing. Make sure you're using 3 to 4 inches of mulch, and that's going to keep the weed seeds down. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? You can call me. Colton will ask you for your city and your question. Call 1-888-455-2967. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
One of the most spectacular sights of the Olympics is the Parade of Nations during the opening ceremonies. Athletes from over 200 nations, different cultures, skin colors, languages. It's really a beautiful picture of a very diverse group coming together under the banner of the Olympic Games. Maybe you've never thought about it before, but the Parade of Nations gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. The Bible says there'll be a great multitude of people from every nation, tribe, and language assembling under the banner of Jesus. How do we get to take part in this wonderful celebration? Through faith in Him. So if there's such diversity in heaven, doesn't it make sense to love our fellow man right now? Don't wait until heaven. Seek to love those around you with the love of Jesus. If we would just do this today, the world would truly be a better place. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you would like to give me a call, we can talk about whatever is going on in your landscapes. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me your garden question at 23680. Let me know what you like to grow. You can text me and just say, Teresa, I love growing sunflowers, or I love growing azaleas, or I love growing roses, which I do, and I'll love to hear what's going on in your landscape. Do you love the Queen of the Tropics? That's a nickname for that tropical hibiscus plant. You know, we have our northern hibiscus, plate hibiscus, and then we also have tropical hibiscus. The August monthly meeting of the Matthews Fallman Chapter of American Hibiscus Society, and that's Krista Matthews. She's a secretary treasurer. She's saying that there is going to be a meeting on Sunday, August 8th, that's tomorrow, at 2 p.m. at South Seminole Farm and Nursery, and refreshments are going to be provided, and the meeting is outdoors, so dress accordingly. Feel free to bring your own folding chair, but plastic patio chairs are also available. So that is tomorrow at South Seminole Farm and Nursery. They're going to have a program. This is the American Hibiscus Society, so thank you, Krista, for letting us know that. Also, too, if you'd like to give me a text, 23680, and you can also give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. In the second hour, we're going to have Randy Schultz. He's going to be with us with Home Garden and Homestead, and he's going to be telling us how to plant our plant our seeds, not just sunflower, but all the seeds for the fall garden. So you'll hear me every once in a while go into In Your Backyard. In Your Backyard was a garden radio show I did for 20 years on WLBE in Leesburg, Florida. And so every once in a while I'll slip back into it, kind of deja vu. So let's go to Don in Brooksville. Good morning, Don. How can I help you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am great. Thank you for asking.
I've got a couple questions, if I may, ma'am.
Sure.
I've got some Augusta trees that I bought about 6 months ago, and they're beautiful trees. And when I planted them, they were doing real well. Now, all of a sudden, they're losing their leaves. Their leaves are turning yellow. I fertilized them. I don't know if they're getting too much water or if I'm missing out on some sort of a fertilizer.
Okay.
And but I do have a second question. When you can answer that one for me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, great. So we'll go to the first one. So your ligustrum's losing its leaves. So are the leaves just turning brown and dropping off, or is the whole branch dying?
Just the leaves are turning yellow and brown and just falling.
Okay, and how often do you water it?
Well, with the rain, I haven't been. I mean, it's been doing, you know, taking care of itself with the weather.
Okay, well, you may think that, but I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, you know, so up north you're getting about, you know, 8 to 10 inches of rain, but whether it's getting to the root ball is another thing. So I would check down in the root system and make sure that that root ball is getting wet. Now, when you planted it, what did you do when you planted it in the hole?
Well, of course, I broke up the root system a little bit. Then I put a little bit of fertilizer in the bottom. And fertilized the top, you know, after I put the dirt around it and everything, I fertilized it again.
Okay. That may be a little too much, you know. So I always say that after you transplant, you can put organic amendments in those hole. You don't need to. And you can put a little bit of slow-release fertilizer in the hole, too, as well. But you don't need to do that either. Because it's kind of stressed. And after you see the first new growth coming out of it, that's telling you that the plant can handle fertilizer. So I would just kind of give it a little chance to recover. Just make sure it's getting water. I would make sure it's getting at least water 2 times a week, even with the rainfall, because it's not established yet. It's not established. All right. So now you have a question about chinch bugs?
Yes, ma'am. I got St. Augustine grass, and it's really pretty. But all of a sudden, with all this rain, it's getting like spots on the grass itself. And I'm afraid that, I don't know if the chinch bug, I put out some chinch bug bait thinking it might be that, but I don't know if it's too much water, or can it get too much water with all this rain, and will it survive through this, or
okay.
What should I do?
So here's the question, and I'm going to sound a little bit like I'm arguing with myself about the watering issue, but with all the rain, that's those spots could be, you know, a fungal disease issue. And so you want to make sure that you're not overwatering the lawn, okay, because it is established. You don't need to water it. Rainfall, you know, you don't need to put down any kind of supplemental irrigation during the summertime. Your lawn can go at least 1 week to 10 days without any irrigation and without rainfall. So those spots, you can't treat it. If it's got a fungal disease, you can't treat it. There's nothing out there that will do it, but you can prevent it. So I would just say wait till it dries out, see what it does, but don't put down any kind of insecticide unless you've identified the problem as an insect issue. And with spots on the leaves, that's not an insect issue, okay? That's going to be a fungal issue, a disease issue. So I would just let your ground dry out. Just make sure that, you know, you're not overwatering. Turn your system off. There's no need to water during the summertime with all the rainfall we get. And then next year, I would put down a fungal preventative, a fungicide on it to prevent it. Now, if you want to, if you're still getting it, you can put down a fungicide now, and it's going to prevent future fungal diseases, but you're not going to cure what it has now. Let it dry out. Okay?
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. One other thing, too, ma'am. Potassium. Can you put too much potassium on plants? You know, they say they use banana peels, which I put in my staghorn, and I use the banana. They say mix it in water, let the banana peel sit in water for about a week, and then use that water the potassium water to water your plants with. Can you overdo that?
No, but the staghorn doesn't really need that. You know, that's a lot of work. It's a good way to dispose of your banana peels, but you can also put it in a compost pile. So I would just, you know, you don't have to go to all that trouble. Staghorns grow in trees, and they get their nutrients from the rain and from the atmosphere. So just go ahead. You can fertilize it on occasion, or just throw your banana peel in there, you know, on occasion. But there's no need to do that. All right?
Okay. I sure do. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. You can't over-fertilize with banana peels. I will tell you that right now. Ed, in Ocoee, how can we help you?
Hi. Top of the morning to you.
Thank you, Ed.
A quick question. I have my lawn treated professionally. However, my neighbor, his lawn seems to really pop. And he uses a product called, I think, Milorganite.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, is that something I myself can spread on the lawn? Is that acceptable, or would that be considered overkill?
Well, I don't know what you're getting done to your lawn right now. So I would have to say, look at what your company is doing and what they are using. And no, you can't, I mean, I would, you can use Milorganite on it and put it down, follow the instructions on the label. And it won't hurt unless you do it too much. So I would say, you know, I would ask what your nurse or your pest control, your landscaping company is putting down now. And you can do the lawn yourself with Milorganite.
All righty. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ed. Thank you so much. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 1-888-455-2967. We have Randy Schultz coming up with Home Garden and Homestead, and Denise Schreiber's coming up with GardenCom to tell us about an exciting event coming up that if you're interested in a garden career, you're going to want to hear that. Let's go to text messages. Any treatment for Ganoderma? And I don't know where you are, but the answer is no. If you have Ganoderma, your tree is starting to rot. And if it's a palm tree, you definitely want to take it out. Do not put a palm back in the location. If it's an oak tree or a tree that that is slowly looking bad, declining and looking bad, go ahead and get a certified arborist to look at that and see how declining it is, how, you know, how damaging the Ganoderma is. But no, you cannot cure Ganoderma. What would be the best fertilizer for a little gem magnolia? And that would be a acidic fertilizer for trees. Your bioadvanced shrub, shrub and tree fertilizer would be great. Any acidic fertilizer, magnolias like that. Let's go to, I'm going to go to heartbreak, right, Colton?
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Okay, we're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.